Hello, David Tritsky for the Bond Experience Podcast. Welcome back. You know, I don't know. I'm getting this weird feeling, this sort of Star Wars, I've got a bad feeling about this feeling. Maybe I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. That happens. I've got a weird feeling about this year, 2024. And I know it's only January, but I don't know what it is. Like, maybe it's my expectations, but I expected maybe just a tad more momentum in the world of Bond. Now, I'm not talking about official announcements about Bond 26, and I'm not talking about products that, you know, I expected to come out already. I get it. It's January when this is being released and I'm recording it. But just, it's maybe the planfulness. Maybe that's the word. So what am I talking about? Well, last year, and it was probably sometime in January, I remember a lot of efforts and discussion by Bond fans on certain things that they were going to do, certain events, certain gatherings, certain get-togethers, even vacations together. You know, GoldenEye was a trip that we had planned as a group of friends in correlation with GoldenEye. And I mean, that had started planning at the beginning of the year. All these location visits to different places and multiple people going. And of course, we have those. Excuse me, I'm getting over something and I refuse to edit coughs out of this podcast because I want it to be like we're talking to each other. There's things that are being discussed, but like as far as the hardtack written in blood and ink moments, they're kind of few. I mean, you've got, you know, Martin Mulder, who is planning on a South France event and location experience. He's got the Thailand one to celebrate, of course, the Man with the Golden Gun's anniversary. You've got Cue the Music at the O2 Arena mid-October of this year. You've got the 007 GB, who have a plethora of events, including their big gala charity. So, you know, and you know, you've got, and I don't know if it's been released yet, but you've got some of the stuff from the French Club and the Swiss Club. And for some reason, that's kind of it. Now, from an official capacity, you've got two things that I guess are definitely newsworthy. Number one, you've got Bond in Motion that is opening in Washington, D.C. And that's pretty much in my backyard. So that's exciting. And hopefully we'll be able to create some crossroads there around some experiences that elongate that opportunity. Boy, that could not be more nebulous and quizzical, David. Quizzically whimsical. Yeah, it's not going to catch on. But in relation to everything else, it just seems a little quieter than last year. Because, I mean, last year it was this cascade of things. Now, if I'm jogging my mind and playing my own therapist, I would say to myself, David, cool your jets. What you're doing is you're taking 2023 and you're wrapping it all together and you're remembering all the events and all the locations and all the visits. It was a lot of traveling, a lot of moments, a lot of getting together with friends. 2023 was a very busy year. We made it so. The Bond fans made it a busy year. So you're taking the whole year and you're wrapping it into the first few weeks of January. Stop that. You know, you're not a child. Lower your expectations, or better yet, reset the expectations to be a little bit more time appropriate. And I think that's the more honest truth, is that there's a certain impatience going on. You know, I don't know how you are, but the way I'm wired, and this is including my job, and it might be what makes me decent at my job, is to be able to plan and forecast my calendar, my time management. So if I had a magic wand, I would say to myself, I want to be able to go to my Outlook, Microsoft Outlook calendar, and literally month by month, week by week, day by day, know where the Bond moments are going to be for me. You know, am I going to this trip? And am I going to that trip? And what am I doing on those trips? And are they Bond related? Are they not Bond related? Who am I getting together with? Where are the gatherings? Where's Gather All Five? What's the timing of it? You know, there's some discussions going on right now, but they're, you know, not put in stone yet. You know, they're still being discussed / negotiated. So, you know, who are the brand moments and where are the launches? You know, we're in a Goldfinger year. My gosh, 60th anniversary of Goldfinger. I'm not expecting a ton. You know, I'm not expecting like the 60th anniversary of James Bond year where we had a ton of product launches, but I do expect some. You know, when are those going to be? What are their timing? I mean, from a calendar standpoint, I'm sure the brands know or have an inkling. You know, when are those? And do we need to carve out time for that? And will there be physical launches? Like, there's so many questions that go through my mind. So my calendar, I wouldn't say it's bare. But the problem is my mind is looking back on 2023 and seeing all the wonderful hash marks and moments. And I'm looking forward to 2024. And sure, there are some. I've got some in there. I've got some potential trips. I've got some actual trips. I've got some 100% commitments and 50% commitments. But yeah, I don't know. Are you like me? Is this just me? Is it my impatience / discipline / fortitude around time management that I want to be set? I want to leave January. I want to leave January knowing all the details. All right. Well, if that's my thought process, and that's what's driving me crazy as a Bond fan, that's also a problem. I mean, the impatience that I'm demonstrating right now, and by the way, the impatience is, I'm being very authentic and very transparent with you, but that can be problematic because one of the things as Bond fans, and I'll speak as an N of one, but I could be representing you. We might be a little bit alike if you're listening to this right now, is unfortunately our enthusiasm sometimes gets the best of us, right? You know, when there is a vacuum of information, of news, of moments, of experiences, of products, and we get too far ahead of ourselves, that can be problematic. There's a certain virtue to patience. I mean, that's truly a Bond characteristic. You know, Bond has to be a very patient character. You know, he's not impatient. He's impetuous. He runs into battle. But for the most part, you know, he bides his time in the appropriate time and then acts. And if I've really got to use Bond as a pattern for the right things to do in my life, not the wrong things I do in my life, I've got to lean on the side of being patient, you know, waiting for those moments to come, building out my calendar in a, excuse the pun, time-oriented way, and making sure that I have fun doing it. I mean, the journey and the discovery of putting new events and moments and, yes, even the reveal, the surprise of launches, you know, the discipline and the planfulness and the forecasting shouldn't overlap the kid in me that gets excited when I get an email from one of the brands that I really like that says, guess what? Goldfinger Anniversary X is being launched in 3 days or 2 days or today. And then being like that kid in the excitement of, oh, I had no idea this was going to happen. Let me explore this. What is this all about? I mean, there's a certain giddiness to that that I really don't want to lose. I get asked all the time, you know, why do you love Bond so much? Why? Is it the cool factor? Yeah, it's a part of it. Is it the clothing? Sure, a little bit. But at the heart of it, it is the escapism. It's that Bond allows me to escape the rigors of reality. And there are many. But part of that is the surprise and wonderment and escapism of being surprised and letting things unfold in a patient way. Patience is not one of my virtues. It's not one of my characteristics, but I'm trying. Even at my advanced age, I can still try. A part of that is voicing it out loud. Yes, you have been part of a 10-minute therapeutic session for me. of, I'll say, calming and cooling my jets. Cool your jets, David. The bond stuff will come. It will come because we're going to make it. So, I mean, we are going to create content. We're going to create moments. And, you know, the powers that be are going to create their own content and experiences, no doubt. The brands are right now whittling away in their back offices and workshops and factories at wonderful things that will appear. They'll come to be. Why rush it? Why not enjoy the journey as it unfolds, just like a book, like a wonderful Fleming story? Let it unfold. Why rush through it? You know, you get a brand new James Bond novel. Do you flip to the end because you're impatient and you just want to see how it ends? I do know people that do that. And those people, they're insane. Because why would you do that? Why wouldn't you enjoy the journey? So, long way of saying, of course, that as Bond fans, you know, we want to rip open that present. We know that our mom and dads have hidden the gifts at the top of the closet. We want to get the step stool, climb up, and discover what we're getting, even though it's 10, 15 days before Christmas. That's just how we are. But a part of pretending to be an adult, at least, is controlling that. A little self-discipline, 007. And I'm going to try to be an example of that and let things unfold. And if my calendar and diary, as some of you say, is a little bit filled with holes, like Bond's car at the end of Honor Majesty's Secret Service, well then, so be it. It's filled with holes. And I'll just take it as it comes. Anyway, there you go. Hey, thanks. You could send the bill to me, since this has been my therapy hour, or 12 minutes. In the meantime, you take care, you show some discipline, and we'll all get along just fine. This has been David Zuritsky for The Bond Experience. We'll see you all real soon. Take care.